Here we go again. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. The mics are back on. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and I want to thank again all our listeners for tuning in and making friends with us on LinkedIn and telling us about other people to be interviewing. I want to thank the law firm of Tarlow, Breed, Hart & Rogers and Mark Furman, who's my co-host today. Welcome, Mark.
Hey, Jeffrey. Great to be here.
Right. Thank you for sponsoring On the Record. And that means that in the corner watching over us, hovering, is the one and only Mark Z from Mark Z Legal Staffing. Our next guest, Angel Mozina, Director Rackman, Sawyer & Brewster. Correct?
That's right.
Good. And you do a lot of real estate and condo law. So why don't you tell us about your practice?
Yeah. So I, at Rackman, Sawyer & Brewster, which has been a boutique law firm since 1886, their specialty is real estate and actually title. Back in 1886, I think they did railroad title rights. So every time they wanted to lay a railroad, they had to look at the land and see if they could do it. And since then, they've outgrown into a more all-around law firm. They do a lot of trusts and estate. We still do ballpark is real estate, anything and everything, commercial in particular. We support that with litigation and a litigation group and, as I said, the business group. So my subspecialty is in the real estate group, and we deal with a lot of commercial lenders, borrowers, developers, and my subspecialty is condominium law.
What are the hot issues in the condominium law area?
Anything and everything you can think of that pertains to development, real estate development, and housing.
All you have to do is drive through Boston and the waterfront and see the explosion and understand that everything is changing, right?
Everything has been changing. And I keep hearing that Bob Dylan song, "The Times Are Changing." And you have to wonder why all this development is going on so much unhinged with no sort of perspective on impact it has on traffic and climate and change and such. As much as you'd think those are not related to real estate, actually we deal with those issues as well. It's a more of a broad picture practice than just signing papers and doing financing documents.
In the condominium area, are you involved in developing properties that will become condominiums?
Correct. So a lot of developers now will switch to the condominium entity, especially in the mixed-use commercial plus residential setup as a way to not only address the housing shortage, but to also have a footprint in really hot estate market, real estate market areas in Boston. So the Seaport area, which you have seen explode, most of downtown Boston.
Even South Boston.
Even South Boston, the suburbs of Boston nearby are all exploding with these mixed-use development entities that we know as condominiums.
What about the South End?
I think the South End is heading in that direction, too. There's just no way to have commercial enterprises and not address the housing needs and residential needs of the population in the area.
So, like, for example, the Ink Block development is a huge development in the South End?
It is. I'm not aware of that. I'm not involved with that particular one, but similar to a lot of the other ones that are going on all around the city.
I keep thinking that there's a lot more demand than there is place, and, you know, different socioeconomic groups in need of housing, and the convergence of the need around limited property and higher prices, higher taxes. You must be in the midst of a lot of chaos.
Chaos is the right word, and prime real estate and chaos and needs, where they all intersect. I don't think the winners are the people who actually need it. Unfortunately, the property becomes more valuable. It's good for the developers, for our clients, but the residential needs of those who really need to be in those areas are not met because the properties and the prices go up. So the only ones that can afford it are the people who work for the corporations or the commercial enterprises above which these housing units are being built. Again, it's great for our city, it's great for our town, it's great for business, but housing is definitely being affected and sidelined big time.
Do you get involved in permitting?
That's not my specialty. It is at my firm, but that's not mine. And more now we're seeing a pushback from the towns, the cities, primarily because these developments, as much as they are welcome and a good sign of more commercial activity and income for the towns, the affordability piece is one that holds back a lot of these permits, and the other is addressing the traffic influx. And that really, a lot of developers have no way now anymore to address that piece because there's no land left.
There's recent convictions of two City Hall employees relating to the Boston Calling Festival. If any impact do you see those convictions having on development and the process of development, not just in Boston, but throughout the Commonwealth?
It's a very good question. And of course, immediately we know it's going to have a chilling effect on both applications and grants of applications for permits, because the scrutiny now is so much higher. Misplaced, because one example is not going to apply to the rest of them. But if there's one maybe beneficial outcome of that, and that's not what our clients want to hear, because if they want to develop, they want to be granted the permits, is that maybe we can benefit from a slowdown and a more broader view at what's going on around the city and where else we can put more buildings and more developments. Perhaps it's time to just sit back and say, let's take a break.
Hard to believe there would be, well, maybe not as fast, but the word slowdown, maybe just not as hot.
Not as hot, yeah.
But a slowdown, it's hard to believe. There's just so much new business.
That's
an explosion of technology and ideas in Boston that it would be hard to stop. And we don't want to end up, let's say, like other cities. I think of San Francisco, where certain people just cannot live in the city anymore.
Well, we are there. That's let's not make a mistake about that. We're there. A lot of people are moving out of the city because they can't afford it. So the JPs and the South Bostons and the South Ends that normally we associated with middle class or perhaps even low income segments of the population, that's not anymore the case, and it has not been for a while, and it will not be. So we move on, and I think we'll see an explosion of development and housing build outs. More work for us, good for our clients, but you're not going to see it in the city anymore.
It's too bad, because I'd love to see the firm get back to its roots, because I believe high-speed railway is somewhat of the answer, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, title issues will always be in the forefront of any development, wherever they are. And if it's not railroad rights, because that sort of seems to be an outdated mode of transportation, although it may come back, eminent domain is still very much front and center.
But
and
a high-speed... High-speed train could bring people from Worcester and Providence into Boston within a half hour, but
Fall River and New Bedford.
Right. Well,
it would do a lot, and it's been a solution in other countries.
The city of Worcester is being even smarter and saying, we're not even going to force you to come by train. You know what? Just come here and live here. We have plenty of land and space.
Right.
We should take note.
Right, and they are. It's
showing. They are. So, but you know, we still are trying to get a T connection between the North Station and the South Station, and that comes back and goes away and comes back, and it's been the case for 30 years. We're still waiting for it. That'd be a good start.
So you sound like an optimist.
I sound like an optimist. I think our clients are now finally very, not that they haven't been before, but they are quite aware of all the interrelated issues that come with just simply, I want to build a commercial building and some residential units above it in the middle of the city.
What is the impact of climate change in the development world?
It's the other way around, actually. It's assessing and being aware of the impact that development is having on climate change. And primarily, as I said before, the main concern that we hear from developers and our clients when they are denied permits from the towns is that the traffic congestion is a major issue. And so if you have a lot of idling cars and vehicles on the roads, we don't need to go any further. Gas emissions are skyrocketing.
Right. Everybody, we've been speaking with Angel Mozina, Director Rackman, Sawyer, and Brewster.
It's a mouthful.
I had to focus. And with something I don't have to focus on, with the one and only Mark Furman from Tarlow, Breed, Hart & Rogers. Angel, if someone wants to get hold of you, discuss some of these issues, obviously very important ones, how would they find you?
You can always Google Rackman, Sawyer, and Brewster, or you can call me, 617-951-1109.
Great. Thank you very much for being on the show today.
Thank
Maybe you'll come back again this year and talk to us more.
Anytime.
I mean, Boston's an exploding and changing housing situation, clearly a topic we'd love to have you back on.
And a commercial market as well.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you
again, Tarlow Breed. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.